1 o'clock hour here on a Friday. That means it's a fan club Friday, 1 o'clock hour. Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Drew Nixon, of course, producing the show. You heard Bink cracking open his beer. He's in for Cody Tapp today. So what are you drinking over there today?
Peanut butter and chocolate. Once again, the milk stout.
Okay, where's that one from?
It's got like a 7.1% ABV.
That's four hands. Yeah. Okay, that's from Four Hands. We've got some more Surfside iced tea and vodka drinks. These are also out at Kauffman Stadium. Jackson Kurtz from Channel 9, first time in on the fan club. What's going on?
I'm so happy to be here. Let me just...
Yeah, crack it open. There we go. Crack it open.
Ani Palmer.
We were saying we've had you on the show before, but frankly, under way more serious circumstances on the phone, talking about unfortunate events around the city or whatever. So it's good to have you in studio on a much, much lighter note.
I'm so happy to be here, guys. It's my day off.
How nice of you to come in on a day off.
Where are they putting Royal Stadium?
You know, thank you. Now that you ask. No, I don't.
In Arrowhead, where?
Come on, man. I just cracked my...
I'm kidding, man. It's that's off.
No, I know. I'm kidding. No, I'm happy to be here, guys. Yeah, thank you. Talk to me about anything. I'm here to...
Well, we got to address something right away.
Okay.
Right away. I don't know if you happened to be driving around earlier today, so I mentioned that you were coming in
he
studio.
He didn't walk here.
Yeah. No. I mentioned that you were coming in studio, and our producer, Drew, was taking some shots at you right away. Right away.
No, honestly, you need to relax.
I said, hey, I go, Jackson.
More Lakers
I go,
hate.
Well, that's what it was. And I said, look, Jackson's a big basketball guy. Like, we'll talk some Final Four, maybe a little bit on the NBA. And he's a big Lakers guy, and he's undoing his jacket, and he's got an old school Lakers retro t-shirt on. And Drew was like, oh. I was like, I don't know if he's a LeBron guy or a Laker guy.
That's the Karambas era.
And he said he just became a Lakers fan taking shots. So please explain the background here.
May 10th, 2004, Spurs, Tim Duncan had this amazing shot. Like, he faded away. I think it was Western Conference semifinals or finals. It might have been finals. I want to say Western Conference finals. Tim Duncan, Hall of Famer, amazing fadeaway. 0.4 seconds left. Lakers have the ball. It's on ABC. Shout out Channel 9. They get it to Derek Fisher. Al Michaels on the call. They get it to Fisher. He scores. And he just runs out. And the life of, like, basketball or something just went inside me. And I was like, I like this team. I like their colors. I like Kobe. I like Shaq. And then I became – I mean, every Lakers fan's a bandwagon fan. Unless you were a fan in 1946 when Minneapolis Lakers.
A lot of people, the Showtime Lakers is when they started liking them. Did you like that winning time? The Lakers kind of – it was kind of weird, but it's actually kind of good, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yes. Exactly how I would describe it, weird but good. And I'm kind of – I'm sad they ended it where they ended it because they ended it right after Bird and the Celtics won in 84. And so we didn't get to 85, but –
I heard it was great. I did not watch that.
I mean, the basketball stuff wasn't great, but I mean, it's actually really good.
Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad.
Is that a good enough answer for you, Drew? Approval from you?
Okay, as somebody who technically is a bandwagon fan, but maybe in a bad way, when I was a little kid, I rooted for the Bengals, who sucked, and they have gone through many years of being really bad. I can respect it because you see a moment, you're like, yes, I like that. Yeah. I'm a Kobe guy. Yeah, I'm not a Lakers fan, but Kobe was my guy growing up. Yeah. Like, you have the paper ball, you roll it up, and you always say Kobe.
Right.
That's why you got the mama mentality.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I can respect it. It's not like he... I think I respect it more, actually, that he's a full-blown Lakers fan than just a LeBron fan.
Yeah.
Because I think there's an annoyance, and maybe it's because I'm from Indiana and the Pacers got beat by LeBron multiple times and burned. But people that wear Heat 6 jerseys to Lakers games... just because they love LeBron, it's just weird to me in a way.
You know, I'm a huge basketball card collector. Well, I used to be.
Nice.
And I was so anti-LeBron. I love LeBron now. I mean, I have so much respect to him. Respect for him. Jeez, this surf size.
Wow, three sips in. Three sips.
What's in here? No, I'm kidding. But I used to tear up LeBron's rookie basketball cards.
Dang.
You're talking to someone that collects cards still, Jackson. So you're tearing up cards. What are we doing?
I was a big Jordan collector in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. And because the 90s, if you go to one of those cards places, like I remember in like high school when I was like broke or something, and I had like all my cards and I went in, I'm like, hey, I have all these cards, probably worth $1,000. And they're like, best I can do is $50. And I'm like, come on.
They printed way too many. They printed way too many in the 90s.
I still have the OJ rookie card put in some glass, man.
Yeah.
This, I did this before the Bronco sad thing chase is, and all that. I had that
sad
card.
Sad thing is a majority of them from the 90s just not going to be worth anything. But
yeah, but the LeBron ones, I have still some saved, but yeah, him and Steve Nash. Steve Nash pissed me off as a Lakers fan. God.
When he was with the Suns?
But he's with the Suns. He won two MVPs back-to-back, and the year he won when Kobe scored 81 pissed me off. Like, I was like, the man scored 81 points. Steve Nash is great, but anyway.
It used to be so much easier with just Flair, Tops, and Donruss.
Like, that was it's gotten very complicated. Yeah, it's gotten very complicated and very expensive.
And to get like a Maguire rookie card, it had to be the amended set they sent out that had the Team USA card that Maguire was on instead of the A's.
Yeah, it's just the hobby is more popular than ever, but it's gotten really, really expensive. And not to nerd out too much, but that's why they do breaks now, so you can buy like a slot of a box or case of cards, because you can't afford $1,000 box of cards or whatever. Most people can, at least. So that kind of thing.
The NBA is that league where if you like a player, you like the team because of the player. Like, I don't think you can do that in football very 100%. Much. It's more of a player-friendly league where it's like, hey, I like Kobe, I'm going to root for the Lakers. Or I like I like LeBron, I'm going to root for wherever LeBron goes.
Well, there is one player in football that people probably are Chiefs fans now because of Travis Kelce.
The Taylor Swift effect. Probably true, because you're right. Like, my nephews, they have multiple NBA jerseys, right? Like, they're not they have an SGA jersey. Yeah. They have, obviously, a LeBron or a Giannis or whatever. You're right. Yeah. In the NFL, you're not going to have a Burrow and an Allen and a Justin Jefferson jersey. You're not going to have that combination.
Obviously, Jax, you like when LeBron passed Kareem for the all-time leading score. You're following what Ovi's doing. Ovechkin about to pass the great one.
Got a couple goals left, yeah.
Is that a bigger deal? Is that a big deal to you?
We were saying that people don't care about records that much anymore.
Because the NFL, they don't care at all, because it's about what you did last Sunday. It's the fantasy football. But Ovechkin is about to pass the great one.
I think that's that might be a bigger deal than because LeBron's played for 21 years. Okay. I got to double check that.
Yeah, but still
amazing. Still amazing.
Amazing.
But Kareem did it with one move, the skyhook.
which is unstoppable, though.
Unstoppable. But I saw a crazy stat last night watching the Warriors-Lakers game. It was the most 50-point games. And it was like everyone's got like 9, 10, 11, 8. Jordan's got 31 or 51. I forget which one it was. And I was like, gosh. So don't even get me started on the GOAT debate, and I hope my friend Josh is listening now, because I will go in on, you know, why Jordan's the GOAT. But anyway, but that I think the goal, I don't know, the goal, hockey seems so much harder.
Be able to skate around at that speed, I mean, his own ride is impressive, let alone do what they're doing at that level.
Well, and Gretzky played till he was like, he played till he was 4. I mean, he was up there.
He was like
forward,
LeBron. Yeah. He played very late.
For sure. Time.
Jason, you seem like you're a big Royals fan as well. Are you going out to the K tonight? It's very very reasonable to go out there tonight, because everybody, nobody's going because the rain and the colder weather.
The weather sucks, babe.
Crown Club tickets for what, $200?
I didn't see it. When you can get Crown Club tickets for $220, that's cheap.
But you got Anthony Rutschman, who was picked right before Bobby Witt. Yep. Gunnar Henderson went the same draft, but in the second round, and he's going to play tonight, allegedly. A lot of stars there tonight.
That is very true. That is very true. If it wasn't First Fridays and things I had planned tonight, I'd be going there. But this summer, yeah. I got a couple nights I want to go. There's a Sunday at like 1. I forget who they're playing, but there's like a Superman night I want to go, because I'm a huge Superman guy. I definitely want to see them.
I love the fact they're playing every team in Major League Baseball. Yes. I love the new rules they play. Yeah, I love that.
That's been a great thing for the league. There's no question. For those that don't know, we got Jackson Kurtz hanging out with us on a Fan Club Friday. Jackson Kurtz from Channel 9, reporter, anchor, kind of does it all there, I feel like, at this point in time. You're from here, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, because that was the other question Drew had. He thought you were maybe from L.A. or were you from here or whatever. No, you're from here. You went to KU.
Yep.
Okay.
Went to KU, journalism, went to Bishop Mies, shout out Stags.
There you go.
We recruit, you know, still won. Check the forensics debates. I did forensics too. So they won state championships.
We get another producer with the Mies who played football for him, Blake Schneiders.
Oh, Blake Schneiders, okay.
He played at Mies. Yeah. I think he played for Grunhard, then Holmes 1 year.
Yep, he was a year older than me, so he played. Oh, really? We all played with Grunhard.
Those guys racked up state titles, man. Grunhard got one, but Holmes just like a wreck.
When life's hard or when work's hard with people, I always quote what Grunhard would say. He would say, like, you do your job. I would do it in his impersonation, but it's like so loud. do your job, and then you do your job. And it's like, oh, okay, geez. But went to KU, and then I got a job in Savannah, Georgia. right after I
actually
graduated.
Heard it's beautiful down there. Awesome. I've heard good things about Savannah.
South Carolina, a lot like it.
Yeah.
Savannah's a very
cool
city.
They film a lot of movies down there and stuff, right?
They do. Most famously, Forrest Gump. The little bench, Chippewa Square, where they filmed it. It's funny. I was working on a story one time down there, and it was like some stressful like city council thing. And I'm typing it up, and I have my windows down because I'm in Savannah. And it's like beautiful. And the tour bus kept coming by, and literally every time it came by in like 10 minutes, it was the driver going, "And this is where Forrest Gump sang, laughs like a box of chocolates." And I'm like, God, can I just... Please just let me try to get this story done. But yeah, the weather was beautiful. South Carolina was a beautiful place. Have you guys been to Hilton Head Island? Or
I've heard
of,
I mean, obviously familiar with it.
Did
but
you ever
I
go
been.
To Claxton, Georgia on your way from Savannah to Atlanta?
I've been what to Claxton a couple
Do you
times.
You know what they're known for?
No.
they consider themselves the fruitcake capital world. They have a fruitcake plant. Nobody likes those things. There's some place in Texas that claims to.
Only you would know this.
Claxton, Georgia claims the fruitcake capital of the world. I always wanted to bring them both on to kind of debate this, like who really is the fruitcake capital. Nobody likes them. And when you get one as a gift, you hate that person.
Okay.
But Claxton, Georgia considers themselves number one.
I did not. Jackson probably didn't think Claxton, Georgia was going to get brought up today.
Very small town.
Did not. I don't know if I've ever heard of Claxton, Georgia.
On the way to from Savannah
to Atlanta.
I don't remember if it's between Macon or Atlanta or somewhere like that. But it's on the way there. And that's kind of like one of those.
I stopped to eat in Claxton, Georgia. And they reminded me it's a fruitcake out of the world. So I had dinner and I was like, oh, cool.
Well, that random.
Nobody
random
likes fruitcakes.
Don't get being started about Waffle House or anything like that either. We'll be here. We'll be talking about that for the rest of the
day,
rest of the show, or something like that. We do have a segment on the show called the Trash of the Day every day, and it's usually like a dumb criminal story or whatever. And look, you work in news, so I'm curious. I'll ask you before I play the story out of a ABC affiliate in Houston. Was there a story that comes to mind? Whether it's you're just like one of the craziest stories you've covered from a just wild kind of out there. Whether it's at Channel 9 or any time in your career.
Craziest story I ever covered. People ask me this a lot. It was incredibly sad, but shocking because like you had to, once you thought about it, I was in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, really nice neighborhood. And well, before we're at the station, but we get a call that a woman was attacked by an alligator.
Okay.
Well, she was killed by the alligator.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, just thinking about like how that worked, how it transpired. And like this, she had her dog basically on the leash. And the alligator got the dog and got the leash and pulled her into the lagoon or the water and then killed her. And I mean, that was like crazy. That like, you know, I mean, it's different when it's somebody else is dying for different reasons where, you know, we have violence, all you know. And but an alligator like that, it was so terrible. So that probably is the craziest. I've done some crazy. I've covered some crazy stuff. I'm not done yet.
Alligators, alligators are extremely fast.
What crazy stuff have you done? We can go through that too at some point. It's too early. We're only 15 minutes, and we got to wait for another 30 minutes before we can get to that.
Alligators can go up to 30 miles an hour. no, seriously, low stamina, no, 30 miles an hour. Anyone's ever chasing you? They got eyes on the side, so you run sideways.
Steve Irwin over here, RIP. But like, what are we doing?
Crocky.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that's probably the best example I can think of. You know, people always ask, who's the most famous person you interviewed? And I'm like, God, that's like, I don't know, Mahomes? Like, you know, I don't know. And it wasn't even like a real interview. It was like when he was doing that MVS charity softball game.
Right.
And then I interviewed Kamala Harris when she was running for president the first time in 2019.
Oh, wow.
In South Carolina. So those two people, I would say. So anyway,
No, you're good.
Tangent.
So our trash of the day was a story from ABC affiliate in Houston, just outside of Houston. And you'll get why we played this. There's one, and I will ask you too, as someone that works on TV stories all the time, and they continue to use the same soundbite a few times in the piece, and you'll know why. It'll be pretty evident. But just take a listen.
You didn't get my face. It's stolen. Ha-ha.
That's that cocky car theft suspect we were just telling you about taunting a neighbor after apparently crashing that stolen Charger into the ditch in the Friendswood area. It's the kind of video that's infuriating. Taunts, arrogance, even a racial slur, as ABC 13's Jessica Willey explains. So far, he's gotten away with it.
Yeah, y'all were up here earlier doing all that.
A harmless question from neighbor Brad Reynolds that elicited an arrogant response.
Too bad you didn't get my face. It's stolen. Ha ha.
A few hours after, this couple reported their 2024 Dodge Charger stolen.
It's not where it is, and I look around and I think something must happen.
The couple, who asked to remain anonymous because they work in law enforcement, shared doorbell video around 3:45 Sunday morning. It shows the thief first rummaging around inside the car that was parked on the street. He somehow turns it on and takes off. 2 hours later, he's in the parking lot across the street from Reynolds.
I heard the squealing. And I was like, what is that?
Who captures this video as the thief drives away into his Friendswood area neighborhood. At 7, the Charger is nose down in the ditch and Reynolds approaches to investigate.
Too bad you didn't get my face. It's stolen.
Yeah, I heard that 3 times.
It's a stolen vehicle.
No doubt there is a lot of pavement in his video, but Reynolds...
I did get his face.
It goes on from there. Wow. They used that 3 times. Now, it's become a drop on the show now because of that, but...
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Being a journalist, I mean, I hear them like, oh, her track is good. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm pointing off all this stuff.
That's what I meant by crazy story you covered, by the way, when I asked you if it's something like that.
I mean, that kind of stuff happens every now, all the time. I wouldn't say all the time, but good amount. So, I mean, you live in a big city, you know, things are going to happen. You're going to cover all kinds of stories. I'm trying to think of Kansas City, but that was interesting. They love that bite there. They love they love that one. Yeah, I would, I don't know. She did a good job. The reporter did a good job with the story, I think, I thought. But, that's my take.
Yeah, there's some crazy stories. One, that speaking of alligators, someone had it was a pet. Yeah. And so they went and did a story on this person that had an alligator as a pet. It would sit on the couch. You're not supposed to have, obviously, an alligator in Kansas City.
No, that's true. That's true. Someone on the text line wanted me to ask you about something that we had story, Make Channel 9. Back in like 2022 when sports betting was becoming legal.
Okay, I might have done that one, yeah.
I think you covered the issue, but it was in August of 2022, right before sports betting was launching, and I apologize, I can't remember the reporter's name. She came and interviewed me about the launch date and everything, and it's become a drop on our show because while she was using a soundbite from me or our show, Cody interrupted when I said, oh, it's going to launch on September, whatever. And Cody was like, that's my birthday. And so it's become, but they let you guys left it in the story. So let me see if I have it.
When's his birthday?
I don't remember. We'll find out here in a second.
I'm live with what that will look like. Rebecca.
Chris, the goal was to make sure that sports betting would be legal in the state of Kansas by the time the Chiefs kicked off and the stadium was packed. So even though it won't be legal in Missouri where I'm standing, it should be legal in Kansas.
September 1st, Kansas will launch sports betting.
That's my birthday.
You guys left it in. It's become a drop on the show now, so we appreciate it.
It was Chris Katz too, I think.
Shout out Chris, the best. I mean, listen, I love Rebecca. And I was asking because my birthday is September 12th, because I was like, are you the same birthday? No, I like that in there because it's like, I don't know, it makes it fun and personable. I don't know. Just, you're paying attention now. My birthday. You know, when's his birthday? When's the sports betting going to happen?
Ketz's son was our intern once.
Oh, really?
Chris Ketz's son, Jason, yeah.
I love it.
Was our intern during the day shift once.
So his son John works for Ford. He does a really great job.
Yeah. We've had John on. What right now? I guess you're off today, and then we can get back into some sports in the next segment. I promise we won't just continue to ask you about your job, okay, that your day off or whatever. But we haven't had you in studio, so we're just trying to get to know you a little bit. What like on Saturday, on a Sunday, what's your normal routine? Like, do you already know tomorrow what you're doing, or is it one of those you walk in the door and you find out your assignment, or how's that work?
So I anchor tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm off Sunday, but I'm anchor tomorrow. I usually anchor Saturday and Sunday. I know what we were covering the night before and everything like that. But if I was reporting, you know, my kind of thing, how I approach it is I try to find, like, what are the three biggest things that are going on in Kansas City right now? What are people talking about right now? And I try to either shape my stories around that, or if there's breaking news, I try to volunteer to do it because it's, you know, I enjoy it. It sounds weird to say, but I do.
No, I get that.
Being there, being front row with history, I say that all the time, but I love like finding it out right there. So that, and or there's just like a really good story I thought of or I've seen, and I'll pitch that too, and we have a discussion about who's going to cover what, and hopefully I get the chance to cover.
Well, if you ever need a story about what's it like to be a hated Bengals fan in Kansas City,
actually,
then Drew is just your subject. You know, people give him a hard time on the text line all the time.
Man, yeah, that's I don't remember this. I haven't looked at the schedule. Do we play the Chiefs?
Not in the regular season this year. Okay. The Bengals would have to make the playoffs again for that
we'll
to happen.
We'll see.
I know. It's been a couple of years.
That's hopeful.
It's been a couple of years. You know, I don't know if we'll get back to that.
Relax.
What's the big story, though, in KC right now? Rain? The Royals and Orioles?
He says rain? Rain?
No, seriously.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, there's an election next Tuesday.
Okay.
So there's a couple, you know, there's a public safety sales tax on the ballot. Yeah, I would say, I mean,
the Jackson County property tax has kind of been played a lot.
Yeah, right now, I would say, I mean, the biggest thing, I mean, on the Fridays, people are looking forward to the weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's going on this weekend? It's
cooler. We know that. It's going to be cooler.
weather, I mean, we had all that bad destruction. I was in Vernon County on Wednesday.
And it was terrible down in Arkansas, Tennessee, and beyond. Yeah, terrible. 200, like, tornado warnings or something.
Yeah, awful. You know, it's we have lucked out. Knock on wood, man, because with bad weather, like really bad weather. I mean, we had a tornado touchdown 2 years ago in like Leawood, OP, and it had like one little stretch, and it was bad. Nobody died, thank God, but it was kind of bad. So we've been lucky. But
speaking of Chris Ketz, his home was destroyed by a tornado once.
Yes, it was. Yep. Yeah. That was
2003
tough
tornado outbreak.
That was a tough, I mean, tough piece to watch and everything. I mean, he's very open about it and everything. So, thankfully, we haven't had any of that kind of weather.
We got Jackson Courage from Channel 9 hanging out with us. It's a Fan Club Friday coming up next. We'll talk some more sports, though. We'll get away from this a little bit. We'll talk about the Chiefs. We'll talk some Royals baseball all coming up right here on 96.5 The Fan. Back here on Cody and Gold's Fan Club Friday, Alex Gold, Drew Nixon, Jay Binkley with you. We've got our guest today, Jackson Kurtz from Channel 9, hanging out, drinking a couple Surfside iced tea and vodka. I think, Drew, you're drinking like the, is it a lemonade one or maybe
peach tea one?
Peach tea, okay.
Which is good.
Jackson's got a little lemonade one. Bink, you said no. You said no, I'll go with the peanut milk stout.
Peanut butter chocolate ale.
Yeah. Please drink responsibly.
7.1%.
We have to say that. I have to say that a few times throughout the segment, you know?
Use Uber.
Bink is our draft guy, Jackson. Are you in the NFL draft? Bink thinks the draft has like become the second biggest sporting event of the year now.
I was so into the draft when I went to visit or went to cover the draft 2 years ago when we had all those like KU, K-State, Mizzou guys in it. But I haven't been, I'll be honest with you, I haven't been paying too much attention this year. I mean, I know the big names, but not like, you know.
And people talk about it. It's free, so a lot of people go. They had over 750,000 in Detroit.
Oh, when it was in Kansas City, it was incredible. We had great weather. It was awesome when it was in.
Well, it's been on ABC, ESPN, ABC, more of the storyline type stuff with the guys. ESPN,
right.
Basic draft coverage in the NFL Network as well. But it's covered a lot, and people, you know, start talking about their teams as soon as they're out of the playoffs, like the Bengals. People start talking about who they're going to draft and which direction they're going to go. Like defense for Cincinnati, but they go out and sign offensive players, which is really interesting why the Bengals would do that in a new stadium and could be playing in St. Louis in a couple of years.
Yeah, but that's our fun story to give Drew a hard time with today. There's a story that their lease ends in Cincinnati at the end of the season.
And the
vice president of operations or whatever there said that, like, you know, we technically would become geographical free agents. And so some offshore sports book came out with odds on the next city for Cincinnati Bengals to move to, and Drew doesn't like it. But St. Louis is number one.
They're really she's really been stepping on her toes lately, you know, with everything with Trey Hendrickson and the comments.
Yeah.
And the county. What'd he
say? She was out.
She basically said Trey should be happy with a certain number should make Trey Hendrickson happy.
publicly she said that. That's the problem.
Publicly. And hey, look, I'm sure Hamilton County's saying, hey, the Bengals need to just be happy with some numbers as well in terms of what they're going to get for this new stadium.
Yeah.
Potentially. So, I don't know. It's a mess.
Looking at ahead, though, past, like with the draft and everything, do you still think the Chiefs are, do you view the Chiefs still as the team to beat in the AFC? Because Nash, outside of Kansas City, I think a lot of people assume, and they got their ass kicked in the Super Bowl, and people are forgetting that they still won 15 games. Like, right. They're not falling off a cliff.
Yeah, I mean, we have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. We've gone to every AFC championship since they've been together. I mean, until somebody beats them, then I will change my mind.
And Mahomes has a new haircut.
Yeah, he looks he looks good on those training pics.
He's ready to roll.
Yeah, he always said that once he turned like 30 or so and he has kids and stuff, he can't have the old hairstyle.
He said that on the quarterback series. Then carry it, you know, for another
year. And
he did
it. He did it.
I just saw him his picture. He's down there with Messi in Miami. And
that was
that.
Cool, talk wasn't that?
That was awesome. Cool picture. Yeah, with the World Cup, I mean, that'll be big for you guys too, for Channel 9, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Next summer, we were talking about just like the Women's World Cup just got it. It looks like the U.S. is going to get that in 2031. But 2026, I mean, that's bucket list stuff. I mean, I don't claim to be the biggest soccer fan. I enjoy going. I have season tickets for the Current. I'll go to an occasional Sporting KC game. But growing up in Kansas City, like all of us in this room did, I mean, we'll probably never see that in our life again, in this city at least.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, I don't know how crazy ticket prices are going to be, but I got to find a way to go. I know you're kind of a soccer guy, aren't you?
A little bit.
Okay, Fringe?
My mom played soccer at Park.
Someone on the text line said they went to college with your mom. I don't know. Someone just texted it.
I mean, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, you shout out Park University.
Northland, baby.
Love their campus. Northland, yeah. Come on. I'm the next OP.
There you go.
But anyway, no, my boss said the same thing. Like, this is going to be like a one-stop. And right after he said that, I was like, wow, he's right. This is like, then I had to look it up, like, World Cup games, like how many cities they go to, who's coming. I mean, I don't remember how many games we will have for exactly.
Yeah, is it six?
I think it's six.
So Kathy Nelson, by the way,
love her.
Head of the Sports Commission. Oh yeah,
the Sports Commission has brought so much money and events to this city. I mean,
yeah,
she might be responsible for the airport too. Because to be honest with you, that was a big like hands tied behind the back trying to lure events when we had the old airport, which made it a lot easier. I mean, she was trying to get the draft before the airport was even conceived. She was going to Chicago trying to get it when they moved it there, and she's brought so many events to Kansas City.
Yeah, and Sly James, he was a big influence on the airport.
And who was mayor with the Sprint Center at that
Barnes.
Time? Was it Barnes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was responsible for pushing that as well.
The T-Mobile's still in there, but Sprint Center.
No, I got you. Yeah, everybody's following. Yeah, look, the World Cup, I mean, it's that kind of event in Kansas City. If you would have said that was ever going to come to this city, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, people would have called you crazy. And that's where, like, look, Peter Vermes this week, I guess, earlier this week, was let go by Sporting Kansas City. And obviously the last couple of years have not gone the way anybody would have liked, but the World Cup's not in Kansas City without Vermes, without Sporting KC in that transition.
Yeah.
Tomorrow they play St. Louis, and it's the first game in the new era, I think, as they're calling it, of Sporting Kansas City. We don't know ultimately who the long-term man in charge is going to be, man or woman in charge is going to be.
Stay as Kerry. I mean,
what's that?
You see the Kerry's of Agnan.
I think he would have to
become the head coach.
I think he would have to. They'd have to be very impressive for them to just.
They go on a winning streak. I mean, it's going to be tough to.
Well, they haven't won a match in 190 or 200 days now. I think it is.
It's been a minute.
Pulling for
several minutes.
Yeah, just a couple as well.
Vermes needs. I mean, he's responsible for a lot of good things when it comes to soccer in Kansas City. I mean, what do they always say? We're the soccer capital of the world. The world? I mean, that's
of the
USA.
Team USA coach. He got a lot of run for people talking about that, but he won a title in Kansas City. Yeah. I mean, that kind of spurred the whole, then the Royals and the Chiefs three times, but he was a part of that too.
Yeah. No. It's been rough for him, but I wish him the best, and I want to go back to having all of our teams.
We've been spoiled, though.
We've been spoiled.
We've been so spoiled with the sports era we're in, the golden era of sports, frankly, that we've been in over the last decade, really, in Kansas City. We got Jackson Kurtz from Channel 9 hanging out with us here on a Fan Club Friday. Final Four tomorrow.
Oof.
I don't know how big of a college basketball guy you are. I know NBA, but Final Four, I know some people love the upsets, and I do in the first weekend, the first rounds, like everybody. But I don't get why people are upset, and I say people. I don't know if it's a majority or a minority, but the four number one seeds, this is great. These were the four best teams all year. all year. And you can make a case for Auburn to win the title, for Florida, for Duke, for Houston. And we get all four beginning tomorrow night.
We're going to watch great basketball. I mean, that's what I want with college and the Final Four is KU to go. Or great basketball. And Houston, like I was describing to somebody the other day, like their defense is like in football, like when you ask somebody to or their team to gang tackle, like they're the same way. They aren't tackling anybody, but their defense is so swarming. And it's just as a Dave Cowens fan, you know, like shout out to the Celtics, even though they're arch nemesis.
Houston's the number one defense in KenPom, I think it is, and Duke's the number one offense.
Yeah, I think the story's kind of interesting where John Shire, when he took over Duke, he took his team on a secret trip down to Houston to scrimmage him when nobody was talking about it. Nobody even knew they were doing it, but he flew down because he was a Kelvin Sampson guy.
Right.
He liked Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin Sampson obviously liked him because they did this scrimmage that nobody knew about. Here they are playing the Final Four 2 years later, 3 years later.
I love that story. That's a great story. But I have Houston winning it all. I like them.
From the beginning with your bracket?
From the beginning, okay. I mean, I have two. I have a KU winning it all, which I have
to. Oh, you're a two-bracket guy.
Yeah, I am. I'm one of those guys.
Okay.
I have a on my group as the Houston one, but then the one I fill out for my own amusement is my paper. One of the paper ones.
Well, you did better than Bink. He didn't fill one out, I don't think.
Well, usually, and then
Drew is in the bottom 14 of our Cody Engle bracket challenge with listeners. Drew is in the bottom 14.
So many people used to pick KU to go all the way, and those that didn't. It depends. If KU win all the way, they're going to win.
If you just pick chalk in every game, you probably finish in the top 10 of your bracket pool or top 5. You might even win it. It's been so chalky. I guess it can. Now, if everybody was that heavy, then like if Duke loses to Houston tomorrow night, then like most people's brackets might be screwed up.
I still want to know who O's the mentalist picked. He's been nails.
Pink's obsessed with this O's Pearlman. You know the mentalist, the guy that's like, he's incredible. He'll come in and be like, all right, Jackson, tell me. You know, he's like, hold your phone out. You know, he's one of those guys. And he's like, all right, I'm going to guess the last four digits.
Hold on. I saw him on CBS,
that's what he does.
He had the Elite Eight pick. He was with Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and the crew.
I saw that.
And he, real quick, I mean, Auburn hadn't even played. Houston played, and he goes, oh, Houston, Auburn's going to be all four number ones. And the games hadn't been played yet that's who it was. I'm betting it was the mentalist.
You know, I saw that. What's so crazy is, like, I was – like, I got some bonus bets. I might bet. And he put that out there, and I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I'll do Auburn and Houston.
Yeah.
And I won, and I'm like, God, how does he know that?
Who's the medalist, man?
I don't know how he knew those, because some of the other ones, he obviously, like, without spoiling the whole thing, because you can go online and, like, people have theories, but that one I don't know how. The other ones where it's like you're in the room, and somehow he's able to do a quick switch, and, like, he figured out your entire phone number. You're like, how the heck?
Yeah.
But he's done it. That's why he's very good at what he does. But that kind of stuff, Bink's been talking about all morning. He's been obsessed with.
I don't know. Rich, do you have a theory about how he does? He knows what he's talking about. And guesses,
I don't know what he's doing, but he sit there and went Houston Auburn right off the bat. He's like, oh, he's right.
Well, that one I'll give him even more credit because there literally is no way for him to have done that one.
Well, but the other ones, he showed up to Chiefs camp and messed with the rookies and stuff like that. He's shown up in different NFL camps. He's been around.
Oh yeah, no, he's blown up in the last, especially in the sports world.
Yeah.
The last year or two,
it's
I would
a mentalist,
say.
Man.
Like Adam Schefter's put out these videos and recently.
I'll go to the casino with the mentalist.
I don't think that's going to do you any favors. Because again,
card counting.
Other than that, that's not going to do you any good. I don't think.
You wouldn't take the mentalist in the sports book?
I don't think it would matter. I don't think it would matter.
I'll go after you go, see how it goes, and then I'll go,
100% go to the casino with the mentalist.
I mean, I love to have him on the show. If he wants to come on the show in studio sometime for a Fan Club Friday, you know, come on in. I don't know if he's got a performance in Kansas City anytime soon.
Well, Caliendo comes on. Bring those to the mentalist.
We've had Caliendo on the station before a couple times.
I've had Joey Chestnut. He's a major star.
Gosh. Have you? So
it's a huge star.
Since I've known Bink, he has been probably the number one fan and advocate for Joey Chestnut of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Festival.
Yeah, I mean, he's the GOAT, right?
He is the GOAT.
And Bink thinks he is. Bink has called him right up there with MJ as one of the most impressive athletes in sports.
14 mustard belts, man, or 15 now.
Mustard belts.
Wow.
The Royals all talked about it in the clubhouse, like after the game and stuff, went on the 4th of July, you go down there, they'd all talk.
Bink's 100% serious about this.
How many people can eat that or not? How many people can eat like that and are not in the competition?
Nobody.
Though?
But to win it every year. I mean, he wins it
every
year.
And it's hot dogs.
Right. After but I he does like, a bunch of other things. Like he does the he does wings, he does oysters, he does
110 Twinkies in 10 minutes, which is very impressive.
I need a sports science episode on his.
Yeah.
Remember that show? I need a sports science on his.
That show is great.
Metabolism or whatever, the stomach. Like, well, how does he do
He's a big baseball fan too. He likes the, he liked the Royals back in the day, but he grew up in the Oakland area. And I'd ask him, can you go to the ballpark and just have like a hot dog and just enjoy it?
No way. Yeah, there's
he eats
no
like
way.
So many of them.
Yeah, there's just there's no possible way you actually like. Does he enjoy eating? Period.
Yeah. Well, he was in Major League Eating, and they're the ones that had the kind of discrepancy. Right. He wasn't allowed to do the hot dog derby, and it was really weak without him and all that. You know that.
Well, wasn't there a Netflix special this past September? Him and Kobayashi, they were on Netflix. Yeah. They didn't do the Nathan's one.
Well,
they did
the
their
one
own
that
separate one.
Kind of dethroned Kobayashi.
Yeah, he did. Right. He did.
And then Kobayashi took on a bear, a live bear, and the bear won big time.
What was he, Jackie Moon from Semi-Pro? I got to see that.
The bear rolled him.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I used to watch that. I don't watch that on 4th of July anymore.
It's a tradition.
It's in the morning. It's in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, like it's on ESPN.
Yeah.
Big time sports event.
Turn it on, watch it, check it out. I'm done.
Yeah, Joey wasn't on it because there's conflicting sponsors.
Yeah.
This is getting too real when sponsors are kind of getting away. Come on, man. That's a tradition.
Everybody's got to get some money, man.
It's Staten Island, man. The tradition. He's been in studio before.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
He's
that's
been
good
in studio.
Guy.
Yeah,
it's pretty good guy.
It's a legend.
I saw a video on Twitter, of course, and it was, I forgot what they called it, but they had the balloons where you play that game as a kid and you throw the balloons, can't touch the ground.
Yeah.
And they're just like trying to dive in, and the announcers are just electric with how they're calling the game. Calling the game, I guess.
Right.
But. I love to go be pro in that.
We were earlier discussing Freddie Freeman of the LA Dodgers had a freak injury, and he was like walking into the shower and tweaked his ankle that he already had surgery on. He's on the IL, and so our random question of the day Drew had was what's the weirdest injury you've had? Now I still see it sometimes. I think on social, you still hoop a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I hoop a lot.
What's what's the kind of the weirdest, most random injury you've had? Because we were asking the text line. You guys can chime in still 913-586-7965.
Okay, weirdly enough, my hip flexor hurts today. I don't know what it's like, the weather or something, but I played basketball Tuesday and I played great. I don't know what the heck is going on, but the weirdest thing was I had this like infection on my finger. And at first, I was like, oh, I felt like when you hit it, slam a door in your finger. That's what it felt like.
Okay.
And for like a day, I was like, dang, what did I hit? And then like 2 days later, all of a sudden, it looked like a Looney Tunes thing.
Oof.
And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, how did I get this? And then I found out that I go to the doctor and it's like, I had an infection. I think I got it from basketball. I think I got it. I played with somebody who was like dirty, or their hands were dirty or something, and I don't know what's going on, and I didn't, I had Germax, but I didn't.
Yeah,
you know.
It sounds similar. So Matt Strom, former Royal, but yeah, I think is he in like Toronto or Philadelphia now or something? He was briefly out during spring training. He was packing boxes for his kids, cardboard box. You know, the cardboard cuts underneath the nail. Kind of sounds like why would happen to you. And it got infected, and so he had to miss like a start of spring training or whatever. The most, you know, there's a bunch of random injuries. I mentioned mine, like I broke mine embarrassingly in high school flag football game. I broke my finger. Some of the text line says they broke their arm trying to hurdle their brother in the basement.
I love
like
that. Hurdle my brother in the basement. That's good.
Someone said trying to jump off of a picnic table to dump. Must have meant dunk, but it said dump. A basketball, ended up breaking their leg, getting staph infection, almost lost their leg.
Jeez.
That stuff can get.
I crashed a dirt bike when I was in like fifth grade at my friend's like huge like land he owned, and I crashed it, and everyone's all like scared. I like broke a bone or something. And I get up and I'm like fine, and my mom was not happy to do that. But I don't have any yet. You guys, that one was what's yours worst injury?
Well, mine wasn't sports. It was a jet ski incident that it had. I mentioned the combine because. Several of the guys, kind of tweaked their hamstrings and whatnot running the 40-yard dash when we did our combine.
We did a station combine, a bunch of out-of-shape, middle-aged men trying to run 40-yard dashes.
It's not really an
injury,
but it was a car injury, because I remember one time the whole crew, we went out to the Kansas Speedway, and Pat Warren let everybody drive their cars around the track. And the traction control came on like every single car, because they're on a slope, and everybody had to go to the dealership to get the lights turned off and everything else. That was kind of fun.
Someone says, I just about broke their finger today flinging water off of it in a public bathroom because they hit the faucet. Oh, so they're like trying to get the water off and you hit the...
Oh, I've done that, yeah.
Drew's almost broke a finger running the board over here. He was playing... What were you doing?
No, so I was literally playing bumper music to come back in and I was like playing drums with my fingers and I think I popped a blood vessel in my finger. Totally. Dead serious. The worst one that I've had, though, is the golfing one that I told you guys about earlier. I was in mid-swing, do the backswing. As I'm going down, the shaft breaks in half on the grip, and it slices my finger open.
Oh, jeez.
So that was...
Wow.
Because normally, if the club shaft breaks, it'll break normally on the club head, or it'll break in the middle, where it was up in the grip. I don't know how it was.
Vern had a hot dog incident one time at the K. Tough.
That's not an injury. That's just a funny...
it was an incident.
That's the grease of the hot dog. The hot dog fell on his khakis, and he had grease of the hot dog on his khakis. And so it left an imprint.
He had to carry a notebook because he had to go talk to Ned Yost after the game.
And there's just this imprint of grease of the hot dog on his khaki.
But still, that was an incident.
Yeah, I've heard that one before, yeah.
I saw a guy. This scared me. This guy was being interviewed for like one of those New York City like streetwear interviews. And he's being interviewed. He's got one eye. Okay. And during the whole interview, he had a cool, you know, cool fit or whatever. And the guy's like, so can I ask, how'd you lose your eye? And the guy's like, well, I was shooting and somebody went to block the shot and they poked his eye out.
What?
Oh. Yeah. And I was like, that.
What?
And I heard that. And I like,
I didn't want to play basketball for a couple of days.
I'm like, I'm not.
That's crazy.
I know.
Wow. The final 180 of the show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week and then receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. Yeah, that would spook you for a day or two. I feel like.
Yeah. I got back, but I sprained my ankle. You know what? A year ago, I sprained my ankle, the worst I've had since I was playing AAU or, you know,
they had to
high
go
school.
Cooper Flag, get you in a wheelchair and act like the world was ending.
Yes. Like, it was bad. For a month, it hurt. I couldn't play, and I like I gained weight, and I was like depressed.
Oh, wow.
I'm not bad at gaining weight, but like, you know. And, yeah, I was out for a month, and then I was the first game or the first time I played back was with all these like college guys, like former college players, like pretty good pickup, and I had like this ankle brace. So I'm like, oh my god, am I gonna be okay? It's fine, but it was just, you know, it's scary. I mean, it's like that guy we were just saying before we went on, the guy, this fan that was at the Atlanta Hawks game, and he tore his ACL trying to win like.
Yeah, the quick, like, hey, make a layup, make a free throw, make a three-pointer, and you win $800 or whatever kind of thing. It's two dribbles in, knee just gives out, shatters on him.
I feel for the guy. The medical staff, like you were saying, was there, so it's not funny. It sucks.
It is funny, though, from far away. We can say it's funny. It's all right, you know?
You ever had a voice issue?
A voice issue?
Yes.
Many times. That's a broadcaster's nightmare.
Many times.
Yeah, I mean, I've lost my voice, but not like something serious for days and days and days. But
many times. I lost my voice. First of all, I love this song. I'm a huge
yacht. We bump out with this every day.
I'm a huge Yacht Rock fan.
Oh, nice.
Brandy.
That's right. This is our time. This means that it's time to wrap up. That's what this song means. Jackson Kurtz, Channel 9. Enjoy the rest of your day off, man. Thanks for coming in studio.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me. I had a great time.
I'm glad we super fun.
No, not today. We're just having fun.
That's right.
Fridays.
I'm glad we got Drew's questions about the Lakers answered too.
Yes.
So we got that settled.
Yes, sir.
No beef there at all. All right. Enjoy the weekend, guys. The Drive with CDOT coming up next.